I promise. For the entire show. My phone, it's turned off. My tablet, it's in the other room. You have my complete and undivided attention. So there. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by soon, and we will be joined in studio by a very special guest. If you live in or grew up in New York City or in the New York area, you're very familiar with the name Jim Kerr. Jim has been a part of the fiber and fabric of New York City radio, morning radio in the biggest market in the country, since 1974. That's a long time to survive at the top of the heap, and Jim has done that. He is the morning man at WAXQ, Q104.3 Radio, and Jim will sit down and talk with us. Jim is a fascinating guy. I'm amazed that anybody can stay in one market for 40 years, and it is a testament to this man's talent, his personality, his on-air persona. We will talk about music, we will talk about broadcasting, and we will talk with Jim Kerr. Then it will be another edition of Things That Women Say That Annoy Men. And you know that Christina will chime in and turn the tables, and we'll talk about it the other way as well. So it should be fun. We start things off this hour with my realization over the past few days walking around in New York City that people just don't care about anything that's going on around them. All they're worried about is their device, their phone, their tablet, whatever it is that plugs them into this new digital world that is now taking over our real world. You ever people watch, you know, kind of stand there and just watch what somebody does? Well, nowadays you people watch as they phone watch. When was it? Last weekend. We're in the city. Me, my wife, my son, we're walking around New York City. So we stop at the world famous Shake Shack for some incredibly overpriced cheeseburgers and french fries. Anywho, we're sitting there and my wife gives me a little tap and she points over and there's this couple. And she could tell by the conversation, because they were kind of loud when they first got there, that it was probably a first date. But all of a sudden, their attention was quickly just apprehended by their phones. And both of them are sitting there talking to each other, but scrolling and looking at their phones at the same time. So that is now, I guess, what defines a first date. Well, maybe the date wasn't going well. I don't know. It looked like things were fine. But in any social situation, you've seen this. You're out with someone, business acquaintance, a friend, whatever, and all of a sudden, you're in the middle of a conversation, in the middle of a thought, and they grab their phone, and they start looking at it, scrolling, and go, uh-huh, yeah, really, uh-huh, uh-huh. You know they're not listening to you. You walk around New York City, okay, what, 9 million people pretty much on every street corner, 8.5 million of them aren't watching where they're going because they are looking at and scrolling on their phones. I actually walked past a man who was watching something maybe he shouldn't have been watching on his phone, especially in public purview. And I think you know what I mean. That's right. You can get anything on the internet and you can stream any kind of video to your good old little phone. Well, to that man, sir, the next time you do it, maybe shade the screen from the person next to you in line at Starbucks, and maybe turn the sound down on the device as well. Yes, not only did I notice it, everybody else did, and even the barista had a funny look on his face. Just goes to show you, folks, we are so consumed by these devices and our one-to-one relationship, not with people anymore, but what we're looking at on these things as we each have a digital glaze on our faces as we're walking down the street. We don't even realize where we are. We don't even realize we're in public anymore. This guy's in front of me in Starbucks watching porn, and it doesn't really faze him that he's in a public place. No, because we're kind of zoned out and we're consumed by these devices and they control us. They control the way we act. And that's not a good thing. So the next time you're standing there looking at your phone and look at something you should be looking at, mind you, realize that everybody is watching you as you're watching the phone. So look up at everyone and say hello. Stay with us. Jim Kerr in studio next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Think green. Harrison with you. Did you know that to produce just 2 pounds of boneless beef, it takes 12 pounds of grain, 72 pounds of coarse grains and pasture, and 40 gallons of drinking water, and that's just to end up with 2 pounds of beef? Here's how to look at this, because the numbers are really mind-boggling. For what cattle requires, you actually save more water by not eating a single pound of beef than you do by not showering for an entire year. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.